Blog Talk Radio.
Never give in. Never give in. Never, never, never. In nothing, great or small, large or petty, never give in except to convictions of honor and good sense. Never yield to force. Never yield to the apparently overwhelming might of the enemy.
And we're back. We finally did it. Yeah, you talk. Yeah, you hear that guy. He's happy. Are you happy? And I thought I was going to have to hold the show alone. Hey, got the Lalo talking there in the background. Joe is on a run for Love of Pit Rescue, and hopefully he'll be joining us here shortly. And you lost me there, buddy. You lost me. But it's good to be back. This is an open topic show and just really doing it for the dogs. That's why we do it at the Pit Bull Advocate here. We really haven't done this in really a long time. We did a show. Hey, let's get back into it. And something happens, and I'll take the lumps for that one, for just kind of sitting on it for so long. But I think now is a really good time to get the show back on the road, get back on track, hit some new topics, and talk about some of these other things going on in the world of pit bulls. By the way, my name is Dogfather, and I want to bring somebody on here who's last minute really just really stoked that he's able to make his way in here. Hey, Foster. How you doing, my friend?
Hey, Patrick. How are you, sir?
I'm doing good. I think Joe just showed up. So we're gonna have
great.
A good time tonight. Yeah.
Good.
But I wanna say thanks. Thanks for coming in on such short notice and letting me interrupt your dinner there and get you in here and say hey and find out what you've been up to.
Oh man, no problem. You know, I love you guys, man. So anytime. So you've been away yourself, huh?
Oh, a little bit. Hey Joe, what's up? Welcome.
Hey, how you doing? Is that Foster?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Hi, Foster, how you doing?
Oh, Joe, I'm blessed, man. I'm blessed. And you?
Busy.
Well, that's good. You guys been off the air, huh?
Oh yeah.
Well, quite a while. I'll make you as many excuses.
Well, welcome back.
But I really thank you, and welcome back to you. I've got plenty of excuses, guys, but I don't have any valid reason as to why we haven't been doing this. So that little guy that you heard there making all that ruckus is part of the reason why we're back doing it for the dogs, right, guys?
Yep.
Oh, yes, great, yeah. Absolutely.
Well, you know, I've been away myself, man. I've been trying to focus more on my film, my film life, because, as you know, and I've said in the past, you know, for me, you know, the the most effective way for change is going to come through the media. And since how I know more about filmmaking than I do anything, I decided to, you know, put my focus and energy more on the film side so I can go ahead and finally get this movie, Conversations with a Pitbull, made. And I think that would change some things. You know, Patrick, you know my story. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's how we met, Foster, and that's how long we've been in cahoots on this whole thing. And I was actually going to ask you about that, is what happened to that, and because I really like the concept of what you had, and you've had quite a bit of time to sit on it. Has anything changed as far as your approach to this film?
No, the film is still the same. It's just been, you know, it's a money thing, man. It's just a budget. It's
yeah.
about trying to
uh-huh.
just get, you know, it's about trying to just get the budget to do it, man. That's the hardest part. You know, I'm creative as hell,
yeah.
but, you know, when it comes to finance and, you know, money raising, I mean, those are two different occupations. You know, it's a left brain, right brain. I'm the creative side.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I've
yeah.
been struggling to try to, you know, learn more about how to, you know, attract money to, you know, film investments and film projects, because I don't
yeah.
personally know a lot of people with, you know, with big dollars like that, you know. And that's the bottom line. That's how Hollywood works. If it's not a studio behind you on something, then, you know, you have to find the money independently.
Right.
And then that comes down to, you know, who you went to school with and, you know, who your relatives are and who you know, who you hang out with, you know, and all of those kind of
yeah.
things. So I've tried to change my circle a little bit, but luckily, you know, praise God, I'll say, that I've got a individual now who is kind of connected on the money side, and he's working on that, and we're supposed to be getting ready to roll soon. So I'll kind of
good.
Leave it at that
yeah.
because I don't want to get anybody's expectations up or down, but it's looking good.
Yeah.
But if your audience, if there are any people out there who are part of any, you know, hedge funds or independently wealthy and care about animals and changing the status quo for, you know, animals in the shelter and spayed and neuter and dog fighting and all of those issues, then this is the picture for you. You know, they should get in touch and, you know, let's get this bad boy made. But I am not giving up, Patrick. That's the bottom line.
Yeah. Good.
You know, people, you know, I was thinking people do the crowdfunding, GoFundMe, or these things. And I'm going to tell you, it's not as easy as people go, oh, yeah, just do a GoFundMe. It's like, it doesn't, you know, it's not,
oh, no,
you know, it's just
not it's
always,
not
it's just not always one of those things. To, no.
Right. And, you know,
but if you've got,
go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, I say to anybody out there who's got this kind of thing that looks at this film and you know, and they sit down with you, and if it's something that they believe in, you know, by all means, contact Foster. We'll put you in touch. Oh, speaking of in touch,
yeah,
guys, let me give real quick. This is a call-in
sure.
show, and we got a new number. Well, you know that, Foster. 928. Four, seven, see the 928. See 929-477-2860. What would this show without be without me fucking up once in a while, right? 929-477-2860 is a call in number. Call in, say hi to Foster, say hi to us, ask us some questions, make some comments, give us some show ideas. Hey Joe. I'm going to interrupt you here just for a moment, Foster. Hey, Joe, so while we got the time, you've been a busy guy.
I sure have.
yeah. Are you on the road right now?
I am. I'm coming back.
The advocates.
and meet and greet for Aspen. So.
Yeah, that's dedication, my friend. That is serious dedication. You're on the road and you're doing the show. So you're for Aspen. Is that the girl's name?
Correct.
So how did it go? You did a home check.
You got feedback.
How'd that go for you, Dave?
Well, the home check, as far as the home went, great. Her current dogs have a few issues of their own, and of course, we haven't had a whole lot of time to work out all of Aspen's issues. But overall, the meet and greet didn't go bad. We've just decided we're going to take it slow and do a couple more meet and greet, possibly out at the rescue so that their dogs stand down a bit for territorial, maybe a neutral play. And just try to roll in, and if things look like it's going to go real well, then they're going to attempt foster to adopt, and if that goes well, then they'll fill out the application and complete the process. So they're not discouraged by how things went. It's looking good for them, but we just got to take it a little slow.
Yeah. You're breaking up a little bit, but I did get that. It sounds like you had a fairly positive experience, and you're going to continue on with your with this process. Definitely keep us posted in what you're doing. And the next show, we want to sit down, and you've been doing a lot of traveling. You've been up and down the West Coast. You are balls out, both of you. You and Tam both have been really. You've been really busy. That's all I know about it. But I want to find out how busy, and I want to find out how these went out for you, and any of the details in between. Your live videos. You've been posting live videos, which is awesome. So keep that up. I think that's great. And feel free if we can find a way to get those to the Pitbull Advocate, by all means. Put something up there, upload them to that page, because I think people would really like to see stuff like that. It's really important, I think, that people get in there and, you start your own YouTube channel, for that matter.
We do have our own YouTube channel.
Do you? Well, why didn't I know about this?
Well, I haven't posted to it in a long time, because I started it when I was doing my advocate videos, and,
okay.
We kind of got busy enough that we've stepped away from that quite a bit. And when we do post videos, it's more of adoption videos. So we've been trying to get them more out on Facebook than YouTube.
Yeah.
But because a lot of times we get music from other people, Facebook won't allow us. So we upload them to YouTube, share the link.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty much what I've started doing. Is just anything I do, I just bypass uploading. Because if you got music in the background, boom, you know they're gonna silence your whole thing just for something that may or may not might be on the radio or something it's all good. So Foster.
Yes, sir.
Are you still there? Okay, I was gonna say you're still there. Good.
Yeah,
Joe, I really really appreciate your dedication and your driving and talking to us. It's great. So hey, so what's been going on, Foster?
Oh shit, man, that's been it. I've been working in film. I pulled away from a lot of dog stuff, and animals, period, because it had gotten just too depressing, watching dogs continuously dying and, all the egos inside the rescue world and the infighting and jealousy and all of that stuff. And so, the ugly side of, rescue just took all the fight out of me, to use a couple of, animal terms.
Yeah.
And so I'm focusing on doing what I can, man, you know, as opposed to being involved in a lot of the Facebook, you know, gossip and just, you know, stuff that's really not changing anything, you know. I mean, because it's sad what's going on in the world of animals, man. I mean, it's so many people making money, you know, off of the literally the backs and the lives of animals in this country, and it's happening, you know, from New York to, you know, the corners of California, man, all across country, and it's ridiculous, you know. And I just couldn't take it, you know. You can call me a little, you know, sissy or whatever you want, but it's just hard to see what's going on in the animal world and no change going on. And then when you look at the situation in the urban areas, you know, it's just even more pathetic, you know. And to see all these animal services and all these different cities and the budgets that they have and what they're doing, you know, it's kind of criminal, bro. So I just want to expose it through film.
Well, that's, you know, sometimes you just got to step away from it and decompress.
Yeah.
Because it's, I mean,
exactly.
You know, if you're that involved in it, and you're going, you know, there's a reason we're doing this. It's because it's what we want. We love these dogs, you know, and we know what they're capable of, and that's what drives us. And if something just starts sucking on you, you just got to get out of it for a while. I couldn't walk away from it. I couldn't walk away from it. I stepped away from this for a really long time. After Beanie passed, was really just the kind of, you know, that was the reason I started doing it in the first place. And now I'm realizing, you know, it's been 4 years, guys, since she passed away, and I'm thinking, you know, I really think that's, you know, that's about how long we've been, isn't it, Joe, without a consistent show? 4 years, guys.
Yeah, the year after was real broken schedule, and after that, it just kind of dropped off.
Yeah. Well, I would really like to do another show Wednesday night, guys. If Foster, if you're available, give us a call. You're always welcome. I can do
Absolutely.
Any night. I can do any night next week. You know, and let's if you got the time, I'd love to have you as a regular on the show, because between the three of us, when we get together, I think we can really, you know, get dialogue going, and maybe we can get people to call in. We've got 11 minutes left on the clock. Advocates, 929-477-2860. Give us a call. Say hi to Joe and say hi to Foster and let us know your show ideas and stuff and how we're doing. Because I'm really liking this. And Joe, we've talked about this hour-long show. Hey, Foster, talking about getting the funds. Joe and I have really been kicking this around. It really depends on how we can get, how much we can get out of our 30 minutes. And it usually, as always, by the time we start getting down to the last few minutes of the program is really when we start getting fired up. So we're looking at it. What, Joe, we can get 2 hours, a two-hour show, but do you think we could get anybody to stick around for 2 hours and listen to us in the middle of the week? I should shoot for an hour. I'll shoot for an hour.
Yeah, I say let's shoot for an hour, and if hour takes off well and it feels like we're getting followers and we're hearing they want a bit more, then maybe we can extend it out a bit. But right now, hour sounds like a good target.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, Foster, loving you to be a part of it as often as you wish. Yeah, you know, I don't expect you to be calling in and joining us every week, but, you know, as long as we can pencil you in for a few more shows.
Absolutely, brother. You know, I mean, you can count on me Yeah, the only reason I wouldn't is if I'm, you know, on set. That's the only thing. I mean, today is a great day. I'm in Palm Springs just kicking it, you know, for a couple of days.
What's the temperature down there? You're on Palm Springs?
Yeah. It's like 111, man.
Yeah. I love that weather. I love that weather so much.
Yeah, it's got its ups and downs, I'll tell you.
But it's
a great community.
Yeah, well, you know, I spent a year in Mesa. I moved from California.
Yeah.
I lived on what was known as Bully Dog Hill. We were about 5 miles off the coast, and right outside a little town called Sebastopol. And it'd get a little cooler in the evenings, usually a good 10, 15 degrees cooler than a little further inland. Mm-hmm. And I went from that right in the middle of the fucking desert.
Mm.
But fortunately, I was able to kind of ease into it. We moved there. It was probably, I think, January, February, March we moved there in 2013. And gradually, I experienced my first 120-degree day in probably more than 20 years. So I love it. My dogs, not so much. That's why we have AC, and that's my biggest concern when we come down to these. When we get to these levels of heat, is the dogs. So,
yeah. I love that area of Arizona too.
Yeah. Hey, you ever come out here? Make sure you get up this way and you say hi to us. It'd be good to see you. But I actually might headed west. I might be headed west here in a little bit. I'll keep you up to date, and maybe we can meet up somewhere. We can do a show from your neck of the woods.
Oh, that would be wonderful.
Yeah, just
wonderful.
Go down to a cafe or something.
Yeah.
Sit out in the patio and do a show. It'd be fun.
Yeah. Yeah, and
Joe.
I don't know. I think
Joe,
you're still involved in a lot of the word on the street on Facebook and rescue community.
Yeah, we still do quite a bit of stuff as far as local advocacy.
No, I meant more of like what's going on in, you know, in terms of the community cross country and rescue on Facebook on the, you know, the sort of gossip or whatever, you know, because I was thinking if you guys are going to be on, you know, coming on regularly, then, you know, I'll pull some of those people for you guys that, you know, because a lot of people still contact me asking me about, you know, when our show is coming back and all different kinds of stuff. And you know, I just let everybody know I'm pretty much in limbo for a while. But if, you know, you want some guests for the show, then I'll definitely, you know, I'll take that role and bring you guys some people.
I think that'd be great.
Absolutely. Please do. Yeah.
Okay.
You've got my contact. Yeah. You've got my contact. Feel free to give anybody that you thinks that would want to be involved. Give me a call. You know, Joe. I don't know. Do you guys have each other's numbers? Do you guys have each other's numbers?
No,
I had
we can fix that. No problem.
I had Foster's.
You guys
but
want
I lost
me to
a couple of phones.
Yeah, I probably do. I just have to look in the phone and see.
Okay. Yeah, if not, Foster, you mind if I drop Joe your digits?
No, absolutely.
Okay, all right. You know, who else I want to get back is Gordon Shell. We haven't talked to Gordon in, like, forever. I messaged him a few days ago. He wasn't available tonight. But as far as future shows, I'd love to get Gordon on. And we tried to get Rebecca Corey on at one time, too. I think it would be great if we could get both Rebecca and Gordon on the show and just let them hijack the show.
Yeah.
You know?
I would like to get my Pitbull's badly on the show at some point, too, but I need to reach out to him and coordinate.
Yeah. Who's that?
My Pitbull's family.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely, yes.
I have contact with
We're down to reach out to my coordinator. Okay, yeah. We've been talking about that one for a while. That would be a fun show. And A.A. Foster? When you talk to the people that you know about getting involved in the show, coming on the show, just kind of emphasize to them that it's not an interview show. I'm not going to sit there with a list of fucking questions. It's going to be like us. It's going to be, we want to create a dialogue and there's questions involved, but it's not an interview. You know, we just want people to come on and join us and, you know, kind of do the round table thing. There's going to be
shared information.
You know, and and hopefully we get callers to come in, you know, people to call in and join the conversation. You know, I really want to pump this out.
Are you planning on doing Wednesdays?
Joe, what's your schedule like this week?
Well, tomorrow I go and get, not tomorrow, with this Wednesday I go have my teeth pulled, so I will be down anything this week.
Okay.
You
just let me know.
Are you available, Foster, on Wednesday?
Wednesday night, I should be, yes. I have no plans.
Okay, you want
to
shoot for 8 o'clock? Okay, yeah.
Sure.
I still want you, yeah. Okay, Wendy, let's all figure this out, and we'll get this other show get the show on the programmed in. We'll talk in between. We'll get some topics down. And Foster, if you could find somebody who wants to come in on a short notice, man, I think we could have a really good start to our new season at the Pitbull Advocate. By the way, advocates, we got 1 minute. Less than a minute, maybe less than 2 minutes. If we recall, we still might have that overtime. So I'm just going to go on that right now because, Foster, I don't know if you know, sometimes it gives us almost 15 minutes before it kicks us off the air. So I'm going to go on that, advocates. We do have a Facebook page. It's facebook.com/ the Pitbull Advocate. Go there, like it, comment, post your pictures, post your videos, comments. We try and keep up on that. Send us a message. Let us know how we're doing. And, your show ideas, your guest ideas. And we'll keep on keeping this show going on. Joe, have you got any finals here?
Well, I mean, basically the only thing I know that I can throw out there really quick is if anybody wanted to follow what we're doing, we have a Facebook page at facebook.com/ Love a Pit Rescue. And we now have a mobile website at www.loveapitrescue.com. Follow and like us.
Yeah. Hey, we were talking about the live Facebook video feeds. Not that you want to look at my mug, I'll put a camera on my dogs, but I've got a face for radio. That's why I do this. But there's a way. It's telling me we have 10 seconds and I'm going to roll with it. What I want to know is if we could do a live, feed through a phone, if we're on the Pitbull Advocate, page, and it looks like, are we all still here?
I still got you.
All right, we got overtime. But do you guys know, can you do a live Facebook video feed through a page that you've created?
I never... With having a group and a community page for our rescue page, it's something I could look into and find out if you can answer.
Yeah. I mean, and, you know, if you wanted to, you could even do a, you know, with some of your dogs, do a video from that. That might be, and I'm curious as to how that might work.
Okay. Yeah, I'll dig
into
it.
Add that little feature to the PBA page and see what comes up with that.
Okay.
All right, guys. I'm not going to push this too much longer here on the time, but it is nice to know that we've got the additional time so we can get a few more minutes and we're not just going to get cut off. So, Joe, it's good to be back.
Okay.
It's good to be back.
It sure is.
Hey, Foster, thanks again for being here on short notice.
No problem,
sir. It's always good to have you on the show, man. And I really appreciate everything you do.
No problem.
You know, everything you do for us, man. Nobody, I don't think anybody has promoted us more than you, Foster. We really appreciate that. So,
all right, sir.
You know, and you're going out there and getting people to get on board with us here at the Pitbull Advocate, and we'll get that hour show. We'll get that 2 hour show, and we're doing this Wednesday night. This has been the Pitbull Advocate. It's good to be back, and we're coming back this coming Wednesday, 8:30. We'll figure it out, but we'll be back Wednesday night. Thanks for putting up with this. It's been a while since we've done this. Again, my name is Dogfather Joe Frazier, Love and Pit Rescue, co-hosting with us, and Mr. Foster Porter. Thank you. Thank you. See you Wednesday night. Bye. Thanks for listening. Good night, Joe.
Good night.